We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
7 o'clock this morning. Check out this prize we're going to be giving away. It's live in the Vineyard. It goes country. You can qualify to win. How about this? Jump on a plane, go to Napa Valley to see Carrie Underwood and Old Dominion again at 7 o'clock. But good morning. It's Chicago's hottest country, US 99 and Styles and Roman. And please, someone call us up right now because I don't want to be the only one that this has happened to. 312-946-4995. When I was driving into work yesterday, I saw that my gas light was on in my truck.
Okay.
And I didn't think nothing of it. I was like, oh, I'll get it later. You know, no big deal. So when I was leaving work yesterday, I turn on my truck and I start to drive home and the gas light is still on. So I'm a guy. So while I jump on the highway, I'm looking and I'm leaning over to the left as I'm driving to see where the actual needle is. And where the red E is, you know, and I'm looking and I'm like, wow, it's pretty much to the left of the red line to the E. So I'm like, no, I can make it though. I know I can make it. I can make it. So I'm driving and I'm driving and I'm trying to drive slow so I'm not powering as much, using as much gas. I don't even know if that makes sense, but I'm in the right lane and I'm like, I can still make it. And I'm passing gas stations, you know, that I know are right off of the highway. And I keep on saying to myself, no, I can make it. I can make it. I get off at my exit. As I'm getting off the exit, I'm turning on the ramp, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, my car shuts off.
Out of nowhere? What do you mean? You had the warnings for like the entire drive home out of nowhere.
But I thought I was going to make it. So as I'm coasting, my power steering goes off. I'm struggling to turn my car. I'm coasting, not pushing the brake. And luckily, again, it was the exit, and there's a gas station about a block off of the exit. And I'm coasting, and my car. I just have to pull over to the side. I put my blinkers on, and I walk to the gas station. Again, thankfully that the gas station was only about a block away, but I definitely had my Clark W. Griswold moment as I was walking towards the gas station.
Why would I not stop and get gas? I'm such an idiot. I mean, the gas light was on. It was telling me right there to get gas.
There was a lot more cursing in that, but I decided to keep it PG for, you know, the kids that are listening this morning.
Yeah, so I mean, like, you should from now on take the warning signs. The needle's under the E.
I thought I could make it. I was like, dude, I'm gonna be fine. So then I walked to the gas station again. Thankfully, only a block away. Put about $4 or $5 into the gas can that I had to buy. That was like $12 at the gas station. Walk back to my car. There's my truck, just chilling on the side of the road with the blinkers on. Throw some gas in it, and I drive away and enjoy the rest of my day.
Well, I'm sure it's happened to other people. Jose, did this happen to you?
Kind of did. You know how you know your vehicle? So I was really at E, but I was like, I can make it, you know, to the gas station. So what I did, what happened was, if you park in the city of Chicago on the street, sometimes they have a lean. So I was on the left side of my street, and I parked the vehicle, and I went inside. I came back out to turn it on, and it wouldn't turn on. I didn't know why. I was like, I know my car still has gas.
You didn't know why. You just said it was on E forever.
So you're saying your car was leaning that way, so the gas tank, the gas was going the opposite direction. It wasn't firing up?
It wasn't firing up, so I had to get out, push the vehicle to the middle of the road so that the gas can lean back to the center, I guess, and turn on the vehicle.
Join the conversation. Call Styles and Roman at 312-946-4995. US 99. Not great.
Minutes away. How about 7 o'clock this morning? Alive in the Vineyard goes country. Carrie Underwood, Old Dominion, and Napa Valley. All the details coming up in a few minutes. Good morning. It's US 99 and Styles and Roman. And man, did it happen to me yesterday. I'm Dougie Styles, and I was driving into work. My gas light was on. When I was leaving work, my gas light was still on, but I thought I could make it. And hey, guess what?
You didn't make it.
I didn't. When I was getting off of my exit ramp, I was driving around the curve and my car just completely shut off. Luckily, a gas station was only a block away, so I didn't have to walk that far, but I thought I can do it and just couldn't do it.
Luckily, other listeners had the same problem. Ashley, tell us about when you ran out of gas.
My cousin and I are both hairdressers, so we were driving into work, and she noticed that the gas light was on, and we stop at Starbucks every morning, but we just decided that Starbucks was more important than gas that morning.
Well, some may say that Starbucks is the gas that fuels your day.
Exactly. As hairdressers, we cannot go through the day without our coffee. And as soon as we pulled into the Starbucks parking lot, the car just shut off. And the gas station was quite a few blocks away, so we ended up just having another hairdresser pick us up.
You guys couldn't walk the couple blocks?
No. Are you kidding me? We wear heels.
They're hairdressers. Of course they're going to do that.
I apologize. I'm embarrassed.
We have to use that energy when we're with our clients. We can't walk like to the gas station. Come on now.
Beth, now you ran out of gas as well?
I ran out of gas on my way to work, and I had to push my car about 200 feet to get it off to the side of the road, and then had to walk about a mile to a mile and a half to a gas station.
First off, Beth, are you a bodybuilder? You pushed your car off to the side of the road?
No, I'm not, by far.
Did you have any help, or was it just you?
Nope, it was just me.
And isn't it the worst then when you're walking to the gas station? Like, you have that mile, just you and yourself to think about everything that just happened.
That walk right there, I think, is worse than the walk of shame.
I don't know. It's pretty close.
Styles and Roman, mornings on US 99.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.